In the first reading today, St. Paul says that, quoting Isaiah, that in him the Gentiles will hope. And then Isaiah prays for the people that the God of hope would fill them with joy and peace in believing, that they would abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. If the people have already found the Lord, what is there to hope in? It's eternal life. It's in growth and holiness in this life. It's one thing to be able to say, okay, I've had a conversion, I've turned my heart, I've turned my life over to the Lord. Praise God that that's happened. But now what follows from it? If we've truly turned our heart over, in other words, it's not just an intellectual conversion. All right, yeah, I guess I believe that Jesus is God. Well, it's true. But that's not enough. It's not enough to just have an intellectual conviction of what the truth is. There has to be a true conversion. Conversion means a turning around. A change of heart is what it's about. And so we are to give our entire lives to the Lord. Again, if we're going to truly believe in him, it's not believing at an arm's distance, because he told us the kingdom of God is within. So we can't keep it at an arm's distance. And therefore, if we're going to have true faith in him, then we need to be like him. He gave his entire self. He didn't just make promises. The Old Testament is filled with the promises that God had made to his people. But what good are the promises if they're not fulfilled at some point? And so the people had to give intellectual assent to believe the promises of God. And at some point, there had to be an intellectual assent that Jesus himself is the fulfillment of those promises. But once that intellectual consent is given, now there has to be a change of heart, because the promises are fulfilled in a person. If the promises would have been fulfilled in something, there's a rock out in the desert or whatever it is, okay, you just make an intellectual assent if that's all that it is. But that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a person. And if we're dealing with a person, then we have to give our whole heart over to that ascent. We have to do what he did. He gave himself. So that's what we are supposed to do as well. And that's where the hope comes in. Because if we are giving ourselves to him, not only in faith, but in hope and in charity. Because if we're going to give our heart, what is it? It's love. It's charity. But then why would we still need hope? Well, St. Paul has an interesting passage in which he said, you don't hope for what you can see. Now you can, I suppose. You could go to the store and you can say, well, I can't afford that thing, but I can sure see it, and I hope that I can afford it at some point and I can buy that thing. Well, there's a natural level hope that's there. But we're not talking about a natural level hope. We're talking about supernatural hope. Supernatural hope, then, is not in what you can see, because what you can see has already fulfilled whatever that hope would be. So our hope is now in something that we cannot see. And that is twofold. It is union with Jesus Christ in our hearts, and it is union with Jesus, along, of course, with his Father and the Holy Spirit, for all eternity in heaven. Because neither one of those mysteries can be seen by us right now, we have hope. And so that hope, then, is that that union with our blessed Lord is going to be increased day by day by day by day. It's not just simply saying, I hope that I can have union with Jesus, because that can be at a pretty minuscule level. We want our whole being to be united with Jesus. And so the way the theological virtues work is that the hope has to build upon the faith. Your faith isn't in part of Jesus. Your faith is in the entire person of our blessed Lord. And so we have faith in our Lord. We have their hope in our Lord. Not only in what he has promised that one day, if we're in the state of grace and we die, we will go to heaven. But our hope is in him. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's not something separate from him. It is in him. It's his life. We don't get a little part of it. We get the entire thing. We don't get a little bit of the way. We can walk the entire way. And he doesn't give us a little bit of truth. He gives it all. So once we can recognize that and say, okay, the hope is in the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ, then charity builds upon that hope. So if our faith and our hope are in the entire person of the Lord, then our love can be for the entire person of our Lord. But if we have faith in the person of Jesus, but our hope is only in a little bit, then our love can only be a little bit. I don't think that he said the greatest commandment in the law is love the Lord your God as little as you possibly can. He said your whole heart and soul and strength, your entire being, because that is how he loves you. And that's therefore how we ought to love him. So we have to then look at that point of what St. Paul is getting at, that hope. That's where we tend to falter. We've got the faith. I don't think for most of us here that's an issue. But it's therefore the hope, the charity. Because if they're going to build on one another, we've got to have the hope in place in order to have the charity in place. So even as we begin going through the process of what it is that the church is now going through, we had better have hope. Because what's going to happen when it's all destroyed? If our hope isn't in Jesus, then we have no hope in the resurrection. Remember, our Lord really died on the cross and was really buried. The church is going to be put to death and is going to be buried. Are we going to be like our Blessed Lady, who had total faith and total hope, and she alone waited for the resurrection? Or are we going to be like the apostles and we're going to run away and we're going to say, oh, poor me, I had all my hope in this, and it didn't happen. Well, they didn't have the hope because they quit hoping. Because they didn't have the faith or the hope to build on, so they didn't have the charity because they didn't have the faith and the hope to begin with. It has all been handed to us on a silver platter. But unfortunately, when things are handed to us on a silver platter and we don't have to work for them, we tend to take them for granted. We tend to ignore them. We tend to think that they really aren't all that important because it didn't cost us anything. Well, the price is about to be paid. It's going to cost us plenty. And we all have to make a choice of whether it's worth it to us. Because the payment is going to be steep. Do we really have the faith? Are we willing to put it on the line? Do we really have hope? Because we know the promises. and they will all be fulfilled. And we know the person in whom we're who made the promises, and there's no doubt if we have the faith. So why would we question? Why would we lack in hope? But ultimately, do we have the charity? Do we have the absolute love for our blessed Lord? So that hope, seeking that union with Him so that we can love Him. That's all that matters. That's why our Blessed Lady was able to remain faithful while our Lord was in the tomb. That's why she continued to have hope that He was going to rise from the dead. And that's why she continued to love Him, because she knew that He was still alive. So too for us. Yeah, the church is really going to be put to death, and yeah, the church is going to be buried. And guess what? The church is Jesus Christ. She can't die. She's going to rise and be glorious. And only those with faith and hope and charity will be able to remain firm as we watch all this happen. That's what we now need to look at very, very seriously, because the time is really, really short. So we don't have tons of time to be able to get all this stuff in place. We need to do it now. Get the prayer in order. Make sure that that faith is clear and solid so we can get into the heart, so that we can have the faith, the hope that will build on that faith, and that charity then that will find its perfection in what it is that we believe and what it is that we hope.